We Talk Podcast presents
10.
What it is? Welcome to the One Fall Podcast with your hosts, Joshua Adam, William Arathon, with the ultimate babyface, Mr. Joel Johnson.
How's it going?
Well, Joel, it's going pretty good. It's my favorite pay-per-view of the year. I don't know if it's yours or not. I think it may be.
Yeah, I quite enjoy it. But, you know, there's another show that I quite enjoyed earlier this month. This is...
For sure. So we recorded a podcast, and if you are one of our subscribers that looks for every inch of One Fall content, maybe you got it, because it was only up on the site for, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah, not even that.
So yeah, and we had a slew of technical difficulties on there, and
curse
it's
you,
gone.
Computer gremlins.
Yeah. It's gone. It was the greatest podcast we'd ever recorded. And, I mean, we just looked at wrestling in a whole different way, and we started seeing life different ways. Man, Joel, that was just the greatest podcast
we've
ever done.
We predicted, like, three lottery numbers in a row. It was...
We gave the entire breakdown of WWE, each champion this year, who every single Royal Rumble surprise is going to be.
We
predicted... everything correctly for the past month, 100%. Like, we booked the shows exactly right.
So you booked Roman Reigns to win a lot, Josh?
Oh, yeah, of course. In fairness, though, we both did predict that La Luchadora was going to be Mickie James. And that is factual.
Yep. We will always hold.
But... the one thing that was on there that we didn't get to go into, and we tried to give it another go, but we just had a lot of technical difficulties. So hopefully this time, this podcast goes good, just for Joel's sanity.
If not, then it's just you and me continuing to have random wrestling conversations once a night, and
yeah,
just between you and me. No one else will ever know what we say.
Probably not. So, the New Japan show, it was an excellent show. We broke down match by match on the last pod that we did, that Zimmer, and look, it's Royal Rumble weekend, so that the faith in that is kind of gone. But let's just really quickly talk now about the 6-star match. It was kind of controversial, but now everything's kind of calmed down. At the time, it was such a big deal, and now everyone's just kind of backed away from it being such a controversial thing, and everyone's just like, yep, it was a great match, and really the bigger story has been Kenny Omega. And we'll get into that, but just your thoughts on that overall match.
It was amazing. I loved it. I had emotional reactions throughout that match. No tears were shed, but I was excited, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. Yes, yes, come on, Omega. And then, like, jumping on the Okada bandwagon, just back and forth. Both these guys were fantastic. That match... you know what? As of right now, I will change my opinion, as all wrestling fans do. I definitely think it deserves those 6 stars. I thought it was a tremendous story. I thought it had an art to it. Anyone that, you need to think about, want to show pro wrestling, that to me was a great example of pro wrestling that doesn't have shenanigans, doesn't have hijinks, doesn't have ref bumps left and right, doesn't have needless hardcore crap that doesn't serve a story. It mm-hmm. just had that ebbs and flows. And now, with the news on Kenny today, we know where they're headed. Or at least I have an idea where they're headed, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But it makes me excited, because that's just the kickoff to what could be an incredible storyline for 2017.
Yeah, I agree. I was, when we first did, I was a little gun-shy about saying that it was worth a 6-star match, and... to a degree, still am. I've gone back to watch the match a second time, and it's just a very fantastic match. It's going to be hard to top it. I think there's a match at the Royal Rumble that's two guys that are going to give it all. And I don't know if they'll be able to top it, but we'll see what happens this week with some of those matches. But it really put Kenny on the forefront, and it really kind of over this past month, too, has started kind of a mini war between the WWE and Japan, and this could, we always thought it'd be TNA and WWE, but it may be Japan and WWE.
Yeah, well, I think, and Meltzer has said it, I don't think New Japan will ever be full competition for WWE.
No, and he even considered that them doing some of the shows in the States is a bad idea.
I don't think it's a bad idea. You know, it's you're taking a chance.
Well, as many as they're doing and taking away from main events, like pay-per-views, like I think they might do, I think the best option for them is to do one big show a year here. Then everyone knows that one show that Japan does is here, in California or wherever you have it. And you set this idea that, yes, every year, this, like, it won't be Wrestling Kingdom, because that should be in Japan, but maybe it's a show in the summer or something. You set it in California, for example, and you really set this idea that this is the one special time that Japan comes here, and you'll get the hardcores traveling for that.
Oh, yeah. But the other thought, and it's a lot easier to travel to that than to travel to Japan. My thinking with all that is the reason this war started was the talent raid last year with AJ, Shinsuke, Anderson, and Gallows. Mm-hmm. My thinking is New Japan's going to come in here into, well, the U.S., and they will be competition for ROH. They will be competition for PWG. In some ways, they're going to be competition for wrestling promotions.
Aren't WWE, they technically with ROH, though?
Yeah, they are technically are, but it's still...
I see what you're saying.
The example I'm trying to give is their competition for other wrestling promotions. WWE
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I just wanted to put that there, because you know there's going to be some whiny person on our forum being like, well, why not there with ROH? So there, we settled that now.
They are competition for wrestling promotions. They are not competition for the entertainment juggernaut that is World Wrestling Entertainment. That is Vince's biggest thing, entertainment. Josh, do you know that WWE does entertainment?
I do.
Sports entertainment at that, too.
It's how Vince beat everybody in the 80s until now, because he wasn't able to get licensed. Because all those NWA, Crockett, all them wanted to be a professional sport. And Vince said, screw that. I am entertainment, and after that, you don't need a sporting license for that.
Yeah, and that was the thing. That's what Vince wanted to avoid, and that's why kayfabe is dead, except to direct Stand Back, or Hold Back, or whatever music video Vince did.
Where you got it right the first time. It was Stand Back.
Yeah. Yes.
So then all this leads us now to where Kenny Omega's going to go. So he had some tweets that came out, and the buzz was, oh, is he leaving New Japan? Could he be in the Royal Rumble? And, you know, he's had a few interviews here and there and, you know, raised some wrestling fans' excitement. So I think the Taz one, he was kind of being a little nonchalant about everything. And today he did an interview with Alvarez and Meltzer, pretty much confirmed that he's not going to be in the Rumble.
Well, here's what he's confirmed, and I read it, and this is what I'm taking from Reddit, because I was at work. And what my thought, from what I gathered and learned and ingested from what I could gather, was that he's going to negotiate with Japan, and he's going to sign a one-year deal with New Japan. And the vibe I got is he has just a few more things to take care of in New Japan. He's not crapping on WWE like he once was. I think he's more open and receptive to that idea. I think he just wants to wrap up his legacy in New Japan for the time being, because he could easily come back there. But I think he wants to wrap up his legacy and then come to the Fed around WrestleMania time next year. It won't be the Royal Rumble next year, but it'll be around February. And to me, I think that's a great thing, because that means this guy can go off, wrap up that storyline, finish the stuff off with the Bucks, finish the stuff off with Okada. And I honestly believe he will headline the Tokyo Dome next year. New Japan would be crazy not to let him do that, at least on his way out. But
I agree with you on that, but like, if you think he may leave after a year, what do they do with the title? Do you think he's going to get the title within the next 3 months then?
I think he's going to pick up the title around heading into the tour. And then what will happen is he'll do his they'll do the tour, they'll go through, and he'll head into the Tokyo Dome with the championship. Then he'll drop it to the next guy, which probably.
What about the Suzuki-san promo?
I think that could be where who Omega picks the title up, because they're very protective of Okada. Now, keep in mind, I'm not totally sure how that will play out. Because, again, this booking could all be wrong, and I could be way off base.
Yeah, Japan normally isn't the kind that do quick switches like that, either. But I see where you're going with it.
Yeah, I've got some ideas, but I'll let you... What do you think they should do with Omega? Because I've rambled on about what I think he should do.
I think he's smart right not to go to WWE at this point, but the thing for me... is we've talked about it with those four that came last year. Nakamura had an interest in Western culture, which really drove him there. So he was bound to come there, and he had kind of did everything he had to do in Japan, right?
Yeah.
And then Anderson and Gallows, I think Gallows, kind of like AJ, just wanted to get back home.
Yeah.
Had a kid, wanted to get back home. And Anderson, I think he... he's a different one because I believe like his wife and kids were all born in Japan.
Oh wow!
I'm not sure. I'm just checking. I know like from like seeing Snapchats and Vines that he's done. His kids speak very good English, and obviously having a father that's American, they obviously would. But I think a big part of that is Anderson just wanted to get back to the States and. That's pretty much what AJ said. Like, he just wanted to be home with his kids and get back to the States. So they all kind of had reasons why they just didn't stay in Japan for the longest time. Now, I am rambling a little bit with this, but my point of that is, it doesn't really seem that Omega has this. I've been saying this for a while, and even John Pollock brought it up the same reason, though, AJ, when no one really knows what Omega has here as far as a relationship. No one really can confirm what his relationship status is or what he has back home in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's his mother and father and family like that there, but there's not. It doesn't seem like to be like a kid or a spouse that would convince him to come back. So really, all he really has is wrestling. And in that sense of the mind, family's not driving him and money's not driving him, which were two things that definitely helped with those other individuals that came over from Japan last time. So wrestling's driving him, and right now he doesn't like the wrestling as much that he sees in the WWE for the opportunity he's going to get. And I think that's why he's decided to stay with New Japan. I think you're right. I think he's kind of the hottest he's ever been right now, right? And I think he's a major part of why they're doing this LA show in Japan. And
yeah.
I think you hear him on that Jericho podcast with the sponsorships and everything he has there. So in part, I do agree with you. If he is going to leave and... not warm enough to WWE a little bit, I think he will want to wrap up those sponsorships and go out on his terms.
Yeah, I definitely know you hit the nail right on the head. Like, I'm not the hammer on the head of the nail. That's the proper saying.
Yeah, I do worry for one thing for him is, again, going to that Jericho podcast for source material for stuff from him. Where he was in WWE Developmental and went to Big John, to Johnny Ace, and said, I want to leave, I want to go to Japan. And, you know, the hookup right away didn't work, and he had to really bust his ass to get there and said he didn't want to come back to WWE until he was somebody. And he's going to have a name no matter what, being in one of the greatest wrestling matches of all time, wherever you rank it. Maybe you rank it number one, maybe it's your top five, wherever. It's ranked. In the all-timers. I do worry, though, like, you know, what if his stock falls down a little bit? We know what Japan's Major. Record is with its foreigners, for example.
Yeah, and what if he gets an injured for the better part
of the year? That was the other point I was going to say, too. What if he suffers a major injury? I don't know how important WWE is to him, but he, in the interview... he had the quote, like, I eat, sleep, and shit, and breathe wrestling. And Japan's the proper place to be for that. The Indies are the proper place to be for that. But we kind of saw this week as sad as it made me feel, and we'll talk about it in a bit, the Today Show people had no idea who AJ Styles were, and they called him some guy from Atlanta. AJ Styles, to us, and anyone that knows the world of professional wrestling, is the greatest wrestler in the world of this generation. There's no and, ifs, or buts about it. And
he's phenomenal, almost.
Yeah. Al Roker and all these other people didn't know who AJ Styles was. He was not. He didn't mean anything to them. And that's pretty scary, so...
But the I don't other... know. I guess the other flip side to that is, I think when you get to WWE, you could be marketed. And I think AJ's name's starting to get out there slowly, especially being tethered to Cena. I think now they know that his name's AJ Styles.
Yeah, well, that's what I was getting to. Like, it's getting to the point now, like, I'm sure in that thing they were having a little bit of fun with it. You also have a New England guy versus a Georgia guy. And with the Super Bowl this week, and we'll talk about that dynamic in it. And I'm sure Cena said, hey, let's say this. AJ's going to play this kind of angle. I'm sure they worked that all in together. I'm sure it was done on purpose with how many times Cena hosts the Today Show. But even having said that, AJ's name that you were saying is getting out there a bit more. And Kenny Omega can have as many six-star matches as he wants. If he wants his name to really be known, there's only one place for that. You can have as many six-star matches in Japan as you want. And you'll go down as the greatest, one of the greatest wrestlers in wrestling fans' books. But as far as the mainstream goes, you'll just be a blip on the radar.
Yeah. But if you go to WWE and you tear the roof off that place, I mean, look at Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at, oh, who else could we look at? Goldberg, Brock, Cena.
Punk.
Punk, Taker. Even Kevin Brian. Nash to a degree, Hogan, Brian,
yeah.
These guys all became something more. They entered that next level, and I think Kenny Omega could live right amongst all of those and be like, yay. I root for Kenny. I genuinely like Kenny Omega.
He comes off as such a great guy, and you really want to root for him. You know, it's... And I just the way he thinks, it's one of those great thinkers, just, you know, talking about how he knows Japanese, but he won't talk Japanese because that would make him a face. It's just like, that's just such smart thinking that a lot of us just don't even think twice about, right? It's like, well, yeah, of course. Why would you, of course you wouldn't speak Japanese, even if you knew it, right? Like, it's, he's just such a great mind right now for the business.
Yeah, no, and that's one of the things that I sit there and I go, you know, he's I want him to succeed. That's my biggest thing. I want success for Kenny Omega, and if it means staying in New Japan for a year, then damn it, I'm happy for him.
I'm glad he did this now, and 'cause now no one's gonna wonder. Is Kenny Omega coming out? Is Kenny Omega coming out? Now, there's other surprises that we're all excited for that we can think about. But that was the biggest one, right? We're thinking like, oh, we're in Kenny Omega. There's a chance. And now we don't have to worry about it at all. It's still weird that WWE took that video down.
Yeah.
With Seth saying he wants to see Kenny Omega. And then with the Bullet Club members saying they want to see Kenny Omega. That still is weird. Maybe because the war with Japan is getting a little more real, and that's a name they don't want on their own broadcast. Yeah. I don't know. But nonetheless, that was weird. Had a little bit of technical difficulties again there, but now we're back. And I think we said everything we needed to say about Kenny Omega.
The cleaner will clean up New Japan, and man, I just... Continue to be successful, Kenny. You make all of Canada very proud.
See, the greatest, where does he rank in the Winnipeg wrestlers between, I guess he's third, hey?
Yeah.
Because it's Jericho ahead of Piper?
Yeah. Just for us, Piper's number two, but Piper still has a tremendous influence on the business. And, you know, Kenny could easily find his way up in that. Upper echelon. I mean, greatest Canadians of all time, obviously it's Brett. But I mean, yeah, I think for Canadians, it's... Tell me if I'm off here. Canadians would be Brett, Jericho, or would it be Owen?
Jericho.
Jericho.
He has held every single title.
So let's go Brett, Jericho.
Benoit.
I'm going to negate him from the list, sorry. Stu,
I'm just going to say, in not a statement I take lightly, but in fairness to him, as far as a wrestler and accomplishments, he has a WCW title, and he has a WWE title, and they're both separate in each company. Like, he didn't win the WCW title in the other company, and he has a Royal Rumble under his belt as well,
which I recently watched, that,
which was
that?
Interesting to watch. Sorry?
Wasn't that Eddie Guerrero?
Akiman won it.
Yeah. I guess I don't want to...
If you're excluding Benoit from it, because I think he's around that mark, if you're going to put him there.
Yeah. Would Stu be in this list at all? Just for what he did?
I mean, you could, but I don't... You really can't put him as far as accolades. And I mean, arguably, I think I actually know who number two is, and I don't think it's Jericho. It probably is Edge.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's pretty close between those two. You can go either or with Edge and Jericho. And then you also have Christian in there. You have Jacques Rougeau in there. Either one of the Rougeaus are in there. Mad Dog Vachon is another one that's pretty high on that list that you and I don't have enough tape of.
Yeah.
How's about Pat fucking Patterson?
Okay, well, this list was just done off the cuff, so yeah. I think this is something we'd have to take time and energy.
Yeah,
and
I'm just thinking, like, because, you know, like, how do you judge where you put Pat Patterson? Just, he created the Royal Rumble. He's the first, he's technically not, but the records books have him as the first Intercontinental Champion of all time. He's just a great innovator in wrestling, just the careers that he's held from Rock and onward. You could make an argument that Pat's even number two, technically, just for everything he put in. Wow. Christian's on that list as well. I think that's something I'd like to come back to next week when we maybe get a chance to sit down. But the top 14, I mean top 14, that's such a weird number. At least I kept it even. The top 10 is an idea that maybe we should come back to in the future. Yeah.
I think the one thing that this proves is there's a lot of really talented Canadians, eh?
Oh yeah, bud. They're all beauts.
They know how to skate and they know how to wrestle.
Yeah. I mean, Owen's in that. The top five to me is the hardest act, to be honest. The top five is incredibly hard. I guess the question is if Kenny Omega jumped into that top 10. Career wise, I still think even like a guy like Christian has a better career right now.
Yeah.
But very good chance to jump up the rankings very, very quickly.
Oh, yes. And I think I think that's where we'll end it for now, because I do not want to dig myself any deeper of a hole for missing all those wonderful Canadians. It makes me feel like I'm a bad Canadian myself.
I know, and I'm sure there's some like Lance Storm.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, let's dig ourselves out of this hole, Josh.
And also, just before we get fully out of it, I'm also going to mention the great Canadian women like Trish and Natty, for example, as well.
Yeah. Yep. Nope. Yep. You're absolutely 100% spot on. Now, let's move on to a show that you hold very near and dear to your heart, something I always enjoy to watch and always is that nice reminder that we're heading towards WrestleMania.
Yeah, it's Royal Rumble. It's weird. I think you and I, this is the first major show they've had since Survivor Series, which you and I both attended. I felt more of an overall buzz for everything with the Royal Rumble, with Survivor Series, more of the NXT side. And the show was pretty hyped too. The main show, no doubt, is one of the most buzzed Royal Rumbles, I think, of all time. Because it's one of the first times we don't know who's going to win. But the NXT card, this may be the least excited I've ever been for an NXT card. And The card really lacks a lot of substance to it. But
do you have the card in front of you, Josh? Because we can run through it quickly.
I have it actually pretty much memorized.
All right, let's see if you got it memorized, because I got it right in front of me.
Okay, so I might not go in order, but I'm just going to go with the top of my head. So we have Ty Dillinger going against Eric Young and that Sanity intro that takes about 20 minutes for them to come down the ramp. First, I thought it was really cool, but now it's really starting to piss me off how long it takes.
Now you think that Undertaker's entrance is long.
Like, the stupidest thing was they did that segment with all the girls in the ring, and then Sanity had just came out earlier, and Eric Young did the beat over that jobber guy. And then they have Nikki Cross come out, and they did the whole entrance all over again. Like, it's a long entrance. That entrance almost has more heat with me than the Drifter now.
But you love the Drifter.
I'm warming up to him.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah, he was entertaining this past NXT. I will give him that.
He's drifting into your heart, Josh.
Yes, he is. I'm just going to pretend I like him so you can piss off.
I do enjoy... I think Insanity has a decent act. I think Eric Young's really talented. And I mean, recently I saw a tweet about Eric Young badgering Scott Steiner, so my like for Eric Young's kind of gone up a little bit, so...
What did he badger Scott Steiner for?
It was when they were both in TNA, and Scott kept slamming the door on Eric, and Eric kept kind of popping the door open, and Scott would slam the door. And anything Scott Steiner does is entertaining, right, Josh?
I like Scott Steiner, so you're talking the wrong person.
He's definitely left a mark on the pro wrestling world, for sure. I think Ty loses this match, obviously, because I think this is his swan song in NXT. Yeah. And I think Eric Young is going to be making a run for a championship sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I do like everything they've had with Sanity. I don't know who the one that got hurt was. It wasn't Alexander Wolf. It was the other one. And I think that's good that they made room for Big Domo, because I think Big Domo's a much more... good, just has a better presence to him, Big Domo.
Yeah.
And he's got a little bit of name recognition for his time in WOW culture. And I like the way that he moves in the ring. He got a little bit of heat for hitting what looked to be Kenny Omega's moves, but he kind of alluded to people on Twitter. He's like, yeah, I didn't steal anything from anybody. I've had that move for 10 years.
Yeah, no, and he was using that. So here's the one thing. The one winged angel that our good friend Kenny Omega does is fantastic and great and wonderful, but other people are going to do that move from time to time, and I think no one in WWE really does it or has done it at all, so Big Damo, go straight ahead. One winged angel.
If you're
going to
do that, then I got to get really mad at AJ Styles because he stole Michelle McCool's move.
Let's go on to the next match.
You search your heart, you know it to be true. She was the first one to use that in WWE.
I know it was the first one to use in WWE. Well, technically, no, because WWE owned WCW and AJ.
He never used it when he was in WCW, did he?
I don't know.
That's a good question that we don't have a fact checker for, but if we did, we'd have. But I don't believe he used it in... can you search Wikipedia and see when he used that finishing move?
AJ Styles.
At the bottom, they have the championships and the finishing moves. I want to see if they have the date of when he started using that finishing move.
I'm so hopeful I'm right.
I'm hopeful I'm right. Even though AJ's my favorite wrestler, I think I just want to be right.
Yeah. Styles Clash, he started in 2002.
So that was, he was gone from WWE at that point.
Yeah. So he so used
I was right.
Yeah.
Because he was in TNA by then, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ha ha! Michelle McCool is the originator. This makes the Taker and him match, if it happens, so much more personal now. You stole my wife's move!
Oh, God. I think we need to...
I know we're trailing off a little bit, but really quickly, because I don't want to forget this. One thing we did talk about in that podcast was John Cena and the Ryback comments. And I just want to say how lovely it is that John Cena, Nikki Bella, and Mickie James have to share the same locker room.
Oh, Mickie James has already come out and said that just be professional. I'll probably have to work with Nikki and just maintain professionalism. So yeah. That's code for things are awkward backstage, but we don't want to talk about it.
I wish Kenny Dykstra was still there.
Oh, God.
That would just be all sorts of amazing.
And then all four of them guest star in an episode of Total Divas? Or Total Bellas? Whichever one you want.
They might. They have to.
Then you'd be glued to the TV, wouldn't you?
You know what? Really, the best thing about Total Divas is really the guys half the time, though. Like, Rusev is the highlight, and Dean Ambrose really shined this past episode as well.
What did Dino do? I've seen that gif of Dino...
He shots with Renee's mom.
What?
And then, like, some drunk guy, like, stole Renee's hat, and then he, like, chased him down and, like, threatened him to get the hat back.
That's not a guy you ever make angry. Ever.
No, and then Renee was mad because she thought that he was embarrassing her and that she didn't want her parents to think that he was like a lunatic. That he's actually a really sweet guy.
Still, I wouldn't want to upset Dean Ambrose.
No.
He did CCW, and that tells you enough.
Yeah.
So now, in the game of Josh memorizing the whole NXT San Antonio card, what's our next match, Josh?
Okay, so another match that we have is CN Andretti Almas, I think I'm saying the name right.
Close enough.
Taking on Roderick Strong, who has just nothing behind him right now.
He needs something more.
He's just another guy in NXT, and I don't know. It's just, I don't know what it is, man. He's just another guy in NXT.
He is, but I also think that he will find his footing moving forward.
Right now, if I used him, I would put him into 205 Live. I wouldn't have him on the main roster.
Not yet.
No, right now he's a 205 Live guy for me.
I think he'll find his way.
But he's got some work to do. Oh, in the last match, I agree with you, by the way. I agree that Eric EY will win that match against Ty, even though I love Ty. And in this match, I have Almas winning this match. He needs to win more.
Yeah, I would agree as well.
Like, he's just getting over this heel gimmick. It's starting to work. He was in which pod we're going to have up really soon, actually. Maybe the next week is our 2017 Future Stars. He was in your 2016 and didn't really hit off right at the bat. But, hey, sometimes, you know, you and I are a year off in these things. I called Alexa Bliss in 2015 and it took 2 years. So maybe CN Almas will be your Alexa Bliss.
You know what I think? I think wrestling development just takes a tad bit longer. And sometimes the cream will always rise to the top. And I think Almas is a very talented performer, and I think eventually he'll find his way. I think Roddy's a talented performer, and I think he'll find his way as well.
I think you and I both had two people that we called in our Future Stars predictions that are going to have really big years this year. One was Almas, and then one is the other match that we're about to get to, which is the women's match, which has Billie Kay, Peyton Royce, who was one of the girls I alluded to last year as being one of the up-and-comers. I think Peyton's going to have a really big year. We'll talk about her in a second. Against Nikki Cross and Asuka. And I have her losing this match.
Asuka not getting pinned, though.
No. I think it will be Nikki Glenn Cross winning it. But then I'm like, I think they're going to give one of the Aussies it, and I think they're going to give it to Peyton Royce.
Yeah? Yeah, I think it'll be Nikki Cross personally. I don't think Asuka will be involved in the decision.
No, they need to get the belt off of Asuka because there's no competition for her, and she's just kind of her own thing.
Yeah.
Unless the idea is the warm-up Ember, but watching Ember on the match against Liv the other night, Liv was my worst female wrestler of the year. She's getting better, but is Ember Moon nothing more than a nice finisher?
Potentially.
Because that's what I was starting to think. I'm like, I don't think Ember Moves anything. Like, do you see her as, like, a terrific in-ring competitor?
That finisher looks really nice, Josh.
Yeah, the finisher's great. I thought she would have connected more with the crowd. This is the problem with NXT is the women's division, almost the Revolution almost kind of hurt it because we have such high expectations now.
Yeah, they really hit the gold mine when they had the talent. And I can see why Hunter wanted to hold Bayley into NXT for as long as they did.
He probably wanted to hold Bliss down there as soon as he could. Like, Bliss never really got the jump up. Even someone like Carmella.
Yeah.
Those should not be the Royal Rumble. What did you think of that, really quickly, what did you think of that segment this past week of Ellsworth?
You know, it's a comedy skit that's there. It doesn't affect my main event in any way, shape, or form, so I don't really care. And I don't like the unnecessary digs at fellow Canadian Sami Zayn.
Yeah, that was a little unnecessary. But yeah, so I do think, you know, we've talked about, I think the act of Peyton and Billy has worked.
Yeah.
I think that has worked. Nikki, she's coming up a little bit. If they really want to push Sanity, that makes some sense. I mean, I think inevitably we're going to see that picture with Big Damo and Wolf with the tag titles. Yes. And then Eric Young with the world title and then Nikki with the women's championship. I think that picture will happen eventually from NXT.
Yeah.
Possibly around Brooklyn time. Man, can you imagine if it's the Powers of Pain for Sanity? Oh my God, what happened to the tag division at that point?
I think that's where it's going to go, so. Be careful what you wish for.
But yeah, I think this woman, this, you know, the expectations are pretty low just because of what we've had in the past. But I think these girls can work well together. It'll be interesting because, you know, at some point, either Billy or Peyton will turn on each other. I think they're still friends, but someone will mess up and maybe screw the other person over, or, you know, maybe Billy gets the pin or Peyton gets the pin and the other one gets a little jealous and maybe that leads to the match of TakeOver. I'm not exactly sure. Or maybe Asuka holds it, but I don't know who the opponent at TakeOver Orlando would be for Asuka for the title. Maybe they can bring back Victoria or something that's been rumored. I just don't think that the key match for San Antonio is Ember, and it's not Liv either.
I don't disagree with you. I really don't. Upon thinking about it, it's a kind of a tough situation, but I do think the title will not be on Asuka by the end of NXT TakeOver San Antonio.
We do know who the next girl they want to heat up is, and that's Mandy, but yeah. Mandy is she's still pretty green. She's better already in ring than Eva ever could be.
Yeah.
But Mandy still has some work to do. So, yeah, I don't agree that I agree that she's not going to win. I'm going to go Peyton Royce with Nikki as a possibility. Who do you have?
It's flipped for me. Nikki is my primary, and then Peyton as my secondary.
Yeah. Because I think they see some stuff in Peyton, and I can see Peyton and Billy being possible after WrestleMania call-ups, even.
Yeah, that's possible as well.
Just because the stick is working, they need to enhance that women's division to make it bigger, because Emelina's probably never coming. She's just going to premiere forever.
Oh.
You know when that promo started, Joel?
When?
October. Like, the beginning of October.
Oh, poor Emma.
Like, I think now it's been longer than the Brodus Clay debut. Remember how long that Brodus Clay one took?
Oh, I think, but this has been the longest drawn out.
It's just, at this point, I tune out of it now.
Yeah, remember when it was supposed to be next week?
Yeah, I found out the reason for that. Meltzer talked about that recently. So after Fastlane, she was supposed to come out and be the one that attacked Sasha, and it was supposed to be Emma and Sasha, but they went with Nia.
That. Okay.
Yeah. So, one of the pre-show matches for the main card could have been that.
I'm gonna just keep on trucking forward, my friend.
Anyways, so yeah, women's match. I don't think either one of us has super high expectations for this.
No.
What do you do with Asuka? Is it time to call her up just to get her competition with the Charlottes and the Beckys and
she's going Monday Night Raw.
Up there and yeah, like there's just no competition for her down there.
No, none whatsoever.
You're wasting her time.
Yeah.
Like, I know that Hunter recently said that he didn't think Nakamura was ready for the main roster, and I think a language barrier is part of that reason.
Yeah.
And Asuka, I've heard, is, you know, she's slowly learning English as well. But the talent is such at a different level.
Yeah.
On what Raw is, for example, compared to what NXT is for her, she could actually start having matches to her capability. I mean, well, that's what I'm kind of hoping for, that she loses and they're like, all right, let's just get her to the main roster.
Yeah.
But I doubt that happens. So, yeah, you got Nikki, I got Peyton. Next up, we have the tag team titles. It's the Powers of Pain, or whatever they're called.
Authors of Pain.
Authors of Pain against DIY, and oh my god, let's just pour one out for Johnny Gargano and Ciampa on this one, because this is just some bullshit.
They're going to be hurting after this.
I think Arthur's win as well.
I'm going to pick DIY.
I hope you're right.
Let's keep going that Gargano and Ciampa train, because I sure enjoy both these guys. I want them to succeed.
I thought they would help, maybe. I don't know what they're going to do with them if they lose some. But I could see that something with Sanity and the Authors of Pain.
Yeah, and I definitely don't think you're wrong either.
I guess we'll find out.
We most certainly will. And what's the last match on the card, Josh?
Well, there was another match, but it got taken off. Because it was supposed to be Revival versus TM61. But that was taken off because one of the members of TM61 was injured.
And I think he's out for almost 8 to 9 months.
Yeah, so I don't know what they're going to do. Do you think that affects them bringing up Revival or not now?
It could, but I also think that it doesn't matter. I think the Revival's main roster bound, and they should be.
Do you think we can see that maybe the night after the Rumble?
Yeah.
The other match is Shinsuke versus Bobby Roode. This match is interesting. We all love Bobby Roode. He is absolutely glorious. But Bobby Roode's never been like, he's a great in-ring worker. He's just never been the kind of guy that you just go and tell your friends about.
Yeah.
Bobby Roode is just more about the presence of everything.
Well, having some gold around his waist will add to that. Presence, I guess.
I think Nakamura will win. Just like because that, of the tease that we got with Chris Hero. That's pretty much all I have.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Now that I think about it, yeah, they want to go knock and Hero. Yeah, Hero comes back to reclaim what he never won. And
he never even had a chance to compete for it.
Yeah, and now.
And that's a dream match for most people, too.
Yeah. Have him. I hate to say it, but have him slim down a little bit and then have him and Nock just potato each other for 20 minutes. It'll be good fun.
Yeah, and that's the match that people really want to see is Hero versus him. By the way, like, are you surprised right now? Like, at least in that thing they had, he made him catch a Sonata. I think when we see him on TV, he will be Chris Hero.
No, because all his social media's changed to Cassius Ohno.
See, the KO stuff just doesn't work, though.
Well, originally there was the theory online that they're going to have a trio called KO, and it'd be Kevin Owens, Kenny Omega, and Cassius Ohno.
That'd be funny.
But I personally would have liked to seen him as Chris Hero, but I think Ohno and Nock would be a lot of fun, so I'm perfectly okay with it. Where do you go with Bobby after this, though?
Maybe, no, he's gotta be a heel. I was gonna say maybe EY.
No.
And if they're gonna keep Joe down, that's my only thought, is maybe that feud.
Maybe, but I don't think Joe's.
But I don't want to see a lot of these TNA feuds, and even Meltzer's kind of alluded to. They want to stay away from a lot of those TNA feuds for a bit.
Makes sense.
Just because, I don't know, it makes you think about, like, those feuds people have seen. And, yes, when Joe and AJ face each other in WWE, it's going to be amazing. But you kind of just want to limit those interactions because they've happened so much on other people's television. And it'll make you think of TNA and not WWE.
Yeah.
You want to get it to a point where, okay, you're going to have them, but they're established more as WWE talent. So I don't know exactly where you go with Rude. Maybe Roddy, I guess.
Yeah, that could be what helps builds up Roddy.
Because you look at the two of them, too. It's a really good storyline of Roddy's just the kind of rakes to, like, you know, he's the kind of simple guy, you know, he's the everyday man, and Bobby Roode is the suits and all that stuff. So you kind of have that dynamic between the two of them.
Yeah.
Can make for a good storyline, but yeah, I have Knock win in this match. He's not going to go up to at least after WrestleMania, and they're not going to switch the title like, with him and Joe like that just to have him drop it again.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to be in the Royal Rumble. I think he's a night after WrestleMania guy, and I think he'll lose the title ultimately to Hiro.
Yeah.
So I have Nakamura winning this.
No, I don't disagree with you at all.
And so, yeah, that's NXT card. I mean, I'm interested in the women's match because I think that Peyton Royce and Bayley dynamic has been really good. I like the YouTube videos they've been posting up on the WWE page of the two of them. You're trying to get votes for Superstar of the Year.
Yeah.
I think it's been pretty funny. I think they can kind of be the female KO and Jericho.
Yeah.
And so I like what their dynamic is. So I wouldn't mind seeing them with the title. And, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. The Knock and Bobby Roode, that's an interesting squaring. And we'll see what happens with that. And the tag match, I'm not excited for at all. And I think Eric and and Ty could be good. It's another all-Canadian matchup.
Yeah.
So Ty just keeps on facing fellow Canadians and probably losing. But we'll get to more stuff for Ty. I think Ty has bigger plans this weekend.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. And I think let's burn through this Royal Rumble card somewhat semi-decently because I know the one thing we all want to talk about. So I've got the card in front of me. You ready to...
Yeah, women's six-man match, right?
Yeah, women's six-woman match. Becky Lynch, Nikki Bella, Naomi versus Bliss, James, and Natalya. Who wins?
Nikki wins, pins Natty.
Yep. I can't disagree with you. I think the faces go over here.
I like that feud, by the way. I know a lot of people are split on it. I really like what they've done.
The female feuds all here have storylines. I think Naomi's going to pair off with Bliss for a bit. I think Mickey and Becky's going to be a lot of fun. And I think Nikki and Natty will be that build. And I think Nikki will win at WrestleMania, the SmackDown Women's Championship, ultimately.
From Bliss?
Yeah.
So you think that Bliss has this little thing with Naomi, they have a match at Fastlane, and then it's Nikki
Elimination
and Bliss?
Chamber.
Elimination Chamber, women's. Do you think there's a women's Elimination Chamber?
Yeah, I think that's where they'll hit.
Do you think they're going to have a singles match, or do you think they're going to actually have a women's Elimination Chamber?
I think they have enough on the roster to do a women's Elimination Chamber.
You think Nikki could do one? I know Natty could. I know Becky could. Do you think Nikki could do it?
I think Nikki could. She might.
I love that I'm doubting Abella, and you're putting positive things about Abella. It's like we're in like a backwards land right now.
We're in bizarro land.
Weird. Next you're gonna say you love Brie Bella's theme song.
Oh well, yeah, I'm gonna screw with you one of these days. I think that even if you don't have Nikki in here, I think there's enough talented women on SmackDown that you could do that Elimination Chamber. But I think ultimately the crowning moment for the women's division heading into the road to WrestleMania will be Nikki winning the championship.
Hmm. Don't think you're wrong. Even if you watch Total Divas, the big thing is that neck surgery.
Yep. Yep. It all builds into it. I guess our next match is another women's match, Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax, pre-show. Who wins this? Do we even care, though?
Well, if you're going to believe rumors, this is a four-way for the women's title, but by the way, I don't believe those rumors at all.
Yeah.
For the women's title. I think it'll be more than just a four-man for the women's title.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't. I think the women's title will be a one-on-one match, and I think it'll be Charlotte and Bayley.
Yeah,
I think Nia needs a big win.
Yeah, and this would be a big win for her, so.
Yeah, so I'm going to give this to Nia, I suppose. I think Sasha comes back eventually, but for now, I guess I'm going to have to give it to Nia.
Yeah, and I mean,
because Nia hasn't had the, she's had the she's beat the Alicia Fox, crazy person. But she hasn't had that win against someone that really matters, and this is that win that really matters that she's gonna get. So yeah. I'll go with Nia Jax.
Yeah, I can agree with you. I think that ultimately makes sense booking wise, and I think Sasha still has the brace on her knee that just helps further that storyline.
Yeah.
So there's more to this story to be told. So.
Yeah, I don't know what the idea is of Sasha going into WrestleMania. That's my major concern right now.
I don't either. It's going to be interesting. But Cesaro and Sheamus.
Lita, I was going to say Lita, but Lita's not with the company anymore. Did you know that? She's gone.
Yeah, no, I knew that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, I thought she was just like off the broadcasting table, but she's not even on a Legends deal or anything.
No, yeah, it's all done and kaput. I don't know where Sasha's going to go. That's going to be tricky. But the next match is also interesting. It is two referees. That's the stipulation. Two referees. It's the first time in all of pro wrestling history someone's thought, maybe we should have two refs, one outside and one in the ring, just to make sure nothing happens. But it'll be...
And such a good idea. Like, they should actually realistically always have that.
I know. Believe me. Then the NWO wouldn't have gotten away with half the things that they did. But
the last time we had two referees, we had two Hebners, though.
Don't bring that up with Hogan. That makes his heart race a little bit, brother. Cesaro and Sheamus defended their tag team titles. Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson, the Good Brothers, Too Sweet. I think it's time to pull the trigger on the club, especially with a rumor of a certain guy that's getting medical testing this week and could be cleared to return.
Yeah, we'll talk about him in a second. Yeah, I have the Good Bros winning this. They're really starting to get the heat on them. Sheamus and Cesaro, it was a fun team, and I think they just had to find someone to beat the New Day.
Yeah.
But as a tag team, like, you can only play the Odd Couple gimmick for so long before it gets worn out, and it's already worn out. Like, it's just constant, like, oh, we don't get along, we do things wrong. It's like, can you just eventually, like, what was that whole bar thing about? The whole bar thing that Tessa Blanchard was in was about them, oh, we're a team now. Like, eventually you just have to be just a good team together.
Yeah, and I think they're going to break up, but it's time to too sweet those tag team titles and let the Good Bros run with the straps for heading into WrestleMania.
Yeah, I think they lose, and then one of the two of them, I don't know who, let's just say Sheamus or maybe Cesaro, eliminates the other person in the Rumble as well.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And then we get to see another one of those matches between these guys.
Yay! Eight more matches. I guess we'll move on the card. Rich Swann defends his Cruiserweight title against the King of the Cruiserweights, Neville. Neville is winning this 100%. I'm not kicking myself off this little throne that I'm on. Neville's going to become King of the Cruiserweight, which he rightfully is. The new Neville is fantastic. I love it. It's amazing. It's exactly what he needs. I'm for giving him that title. And just let Neville run with it for as long as you possibly can.
I agree. Josh! You know, should win the title, but I think they may derail it for a bit.
You know what? Neville should have the title, and then this other king on the independent scenes that ricochets around a bit could challenge him for it.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, because we have to find out what's going on with this Lucha Underground deal first.
First Lucha Underground.
By the way, Pentagon Jr. left AAA.
Yeah.
So that's interesting with his Lucha deal. With his Lucha, apparently, like, you had to, if you were in, you had to do AAA if you were in Lucha Underground, and now you don't have to anymore. That's an interesting story that we'll be following a little bit more, but just really interesting. And he's technically a free agent, I think, Pentagon Jr.
Yeah, and he does really good merchandising in North America, so I mean...
That's someone, like, I don't know what, like, CNO else, how he did beforehand in merchandising and stuff, but that's someone I would be looking at if I were WWE.
Yeah, I would too.
But anyways, yeah, so I have the club winning.
The club? Rich Swann, Neville.
Right. yeah. Man, I really want him to win. I just don't think he's going to win.
No. I really like Rich Swann, and I really like...
You know what? No, he's going to win.
Yeah.
Rich Swann is just not... We're just a champion. They finally have some heat with 205 Live.
Yeah.
And I think the ultimate goal is to build up to Aries.
Yeah.
Versus Neville at WrestleMania. I think that's the match we're going to get. Cool. I think Aries is pretty much ready to be cleared. He is, I think he's done with NXT. Like, you can't see him go back to NXT anymore, can you?
No.
So I'm going to say this is where he ends up now. And yeah, I think that's the direction we're going, is Neville and Aries. And
I won't complain.
That match will be okay, I suppose.
It'll be all right. This next match will be just all right and okay. I don't think these two have ever faced each other before. It'll be the first time they touch. It'll be fantastic. It'll be amazing. Charlotte Flair versus Bayley for the WWE Raw Women's Champion. Charlotte undefeated in pay-per-views. Does it continue, or is this Bayley's time?
It continues. Charlotte wins.
Yeah, Charlotte wins. You're going to have Charlotte.
In controversial fashion, I should say, but she retains.
Yeah, I'm right along. The little trumpet is blowing because Charlotte.
It's too obvious that Bayley wins her first title at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be so magical when she does.
Mm-hmm.
She deserves it.
Yeah, so that's... I don't know how they're going to pro-line this going into Roadblock or whatever the next one is. Every pay-per-view is Roadblock to me now. At Fastlane in March. Maybe they'll do a tag or something, but that seems to be the way they're going to go, is that Bayley wins at WrestleMania.
Yeah, and we all get a hug. You know what?
That rumored four-man-woman match could happen, Joel, just so they have Charlotte lose but not get pinned at a pay-per-view.
Tricky booking.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Give WWE a cookie.
I would put Emma into that match instead of Nia, though.
But Emma won't debut by then, so.
Yeah, this is true. She can't debut until next October.
Oh, God. This is a rib on us all. I'm going to shuffle the card around a little bit because one match I think is more important than the other. We'll get through this one match first. Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns. Shark Cage, Chris Jericho dangling over. We got to see it live the first time in Toronto, but now we'll have Chris Jericho hanging from there. It won't be Paul Elring. I hate to say it, Josh, but the Kevin Owens show's over.
I hate to say nothing. I've had a prediction for the longest time, and I'm not budging.
And see, and this is why I wanted to bring this up, because you're going to be on your path, and I'm going to be on my path of the Roman Empire rises again.
Yeah, the Roman Empire's not doing nothing.
Yeah, the Roman Empire strikes back. I think Roman wins, and I think ultimately it'll be the U.S. champion Chris Jericho defending his title against Kevin Owens at WrestleMania with Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman or The Undertaker or someone. I don't know.
Gross.
Yep. Can you say gross in Roman Reigns' theme?
Gross.
He hasn't clicked, and he never will, and I'm so tired of Roman. Go away.
I'm like fine with him facing like Braun, for example, and just like Braun. Two of them can just face each other and just
Vince can be very excited, need a change of pants after that match, but that's neither here nor there.
Does he wear Depends, you think?
Pardon?
He's too old. Hey, Vince wears Depends.
It's possible. It's actually, I mean, he's gonna sit there for 4 hours like the rest of us.
I always wondered, just as like the broadcast crew they have there, like how they sit there for that long is pretty impressive to me.
You'd think you'd hear like
I do these games, but I have breaks when I do play by play. These guys have no breaks. It's pretty awesome for them that they are able to do what they do.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
How did I'm not mentioning this anymore.
Yeah, we're moving on to the match that I do want to talk about. It is the face that used to run the place, John Cena, versus the man that's probably had one of the best first years in WWE than anyone in recent history.
That's not named Kurt Angle.
Yeah. It's AJ Styles. So AJ has held the title longer than a lot of people. He's moving up those ranks. Does AJ Styles carry that championship into?
Yeah, I have both, he has to, Joel. Because if he doesn't, then what the hell was that all about this past week? They buried him with the poster stuff. They buried him with the Today Show stuff. This guy just looked like the biggest geek in the world. Like, what was the point of all of that?
This is Vince's rib on us. We're going to book him really good for a year. Then this time next year, we're going to screw him.
Like, did that not feel like a little bit like AJ? Like, maybe it was a plan, but AJ is not the greatest actor in the world, as we've learned. Like, he's okay. He's a decent actor. But, like, there seemed to be, like, some legitimate, like, anger behind the stuff he was talking about on Talking Smack and even in that promo.
He
was the face in that entire segment with Cena. Like, Cena just destroyed him.
Yeah.
Like, he said he's a nothing. So if Cena beats him, why is Cena celebrating? He beat a nothing.
Yeah, but if AJ wins, then it's a big deal.
Well, and if Cena loses to him, then guess what, Cena? You lost to a nothing.
Yeah, that's...
it was just such a deflating promo, and I hate when Cena does promos like that. Like, it does nothing for anybody. It's the number one rule in professional wrestling. You never cut down your opponent to that level, because when you beat them, you're beating a nothing.
Yeah.
And that's all he did. Like, it just... I hated everything about that segment from Cena. Like, I didn't like anything of it.
No,
it really annoyed me.
I guess on the flip side, it makes you think booking wise, AJ would go over.
Oh, it makes AJ better go over. That's just booking one away. Cena beat him the last week too. He F5'd him the prior week.
Yeah, he's beaten him 2 weeks in a row. So I do ultimately think Cena's going to win. Or you know what? AJ's probably going to lose the title at the Elimination Chamber. That's where the draw.
That's fine. He needs to win this match, though. Like, yeah. This match is a must-win for AJ Styles.
Yeah. And if he does, then it's great. And then the way I would do it is I'd have AJ win at Royal Rumble. AJ, because we figure we know where they're going, where AJ is going to face Shane. So AJ loses the title at Elimination Chamber. Cena wins it there. And then Cena faces Samoa Joe at WrestleMania, with Samoa Joe winning the title off of John Cena, because John Cena's not going to be there for very long after WrestleMania. So why not crown a heel, big-time badass monster in Samoa Joe?
And I'm fine with that. Cena cannot beat him.
No.
Like, I would be extreme. It would almost ruin the Royal Rumble for me, to be honest. Like, he can just not. You just can't lose this match. It's just stupid booking. For AJ to lose this match now. You completely have just deflated and destroyed AJ. I guess you can tell the story of AJ blaming everybody for him losing.
Yeah.
But that makes more sense with Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
Because you put me in there with six guys that had to beat up John Cena. You gave John Cena a match for no reason. Now I have to defend my title in this structure. and then he can have his feud with Shane, whatever. Like, I know he's not keeping the title within the next, like, going into Mania. I know AJ will not be the champion.
Which sucks.
I know that, it sucks, but I get it. But after that promo that Cena did, and Cena beat him up the prior week, it's just another case of Cena taking someone and being like, ah, I did the job once, fuck you, done.
Yeah, and it seems to be the Cena way sometimes.
Like, I've gained so much more respect for John over these past 2 years now.
Yeah.
With what he did for the U.S. title, and what he did with KO, and what he did, even the KO feud, he won it. He shouldn't have.
Yeah.
He's never, only feud I think he's ever lost is against Sheamus. Sheamus he's never beat.
Yeah. Well, he ultimately, I don't think he won the feud with Punk. It wasn't until the going into facing The Rock that he got his big win over Punk.
Yeah.
But he never really fully got the win. He never got his win back from Bryan, and they never bring that up. You always see that's never mentioned.
No. Punk, he would have, though.
Yeah. He probably would have gobbled Bryan up and spat him out.
It just makes no sense for him to win this week. I know they want to do the record and all that stuff, and you can still make the record happen. It makes no sense for him to win this week, though. AJ needs this win. It's another big win for AJ. And then just move on from there.
Yeah. 100%.
And I have AJ Styles winning. I have both champions retaining this week.
I wish I had your faith in this, but I don't.
With the Kevin Owens one, it makes... I've been on this podcast and said it since the fall. It just makes the most sense for him to win the title and then Jericho to win the Royal Rumble. Or even if Jericho doesn't win the Rumble, maybe Jericho comes close to winning the Rumble and KO costs him it or something. For them to go after the Universal title makes the most sense. It's the ultimate thing that can get in the way of their friendship. The U.S. title getting in the way of their friendship is stupid.
Yeah.
But the World, Universal, whatever the fuck you want to call it, that title being in the way of their friendship means so much more, and the story you can tell. That's the best storytelling they have told in so long. And just randomly putting that title for a Roman and Taker feud or a Goldberg and Lesnar feud, those feuds would be fine by themselves. Just the idea of Taker and Roman trying to take down Taker, there's that whole storyline by itself, doesn't need the title. And then with Brock and Goldberg, it's about Brock looking for redemption after the first guy that really ever dominated him. Yeah. You don't need the title, but you need the title for Jericho and KO because of the deal of the friendship there. Unless the idea is that maybe KO loses the title to, say, Strowman, and then you have Sammy win the Rumble, then there's something like that there. But we'll get into the Rumble stuff in a bit. But the two title switches, I see no reason that they need the switch of the Royal Rumble. I just see no reason at this point.
No, I don't either. But I think it's going to happen anyways.
We will see. I am pretty steady that both will retain their title.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll definitely find out.
I'd have a hard time believing that both are losing their title. I would guess I would lean more likely that KO would lose his.
Yeah.
But even Roman, it's weird. Like, Roman got the heat back on Raw as well.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing that I keep thinking about. But
see, like, what's the point of... You make both these guys look like idiots. That's the frustrating thing to me. They made both of these guys look like idiots then. Like, KO's going to lose, and he looked like an idiot on Raw. And AJ's going to lose, and he looked like an idiot on SmackDown. And then they lose their championships, and they just look like total geeks.
The Vince McMahon way.
Ugh. I will be quite frustrated if that happens. I know we're not going to be... at this point anymore doing a pod after the Rumble, but I may have to do a solo pod afterwards just complaining.
Yeah, that's okay. I got no qualms with that. Let's get to it. Royal Rumble. This is the first Rumble. Like, I will quickly want to say my piece, because you always have a little bit more to say than me. I'm excited. This is potential to... I don't know who's going to win this, but my prediction right now... in the 2017 Royal Rumble is... oh, this is tough, but looking at the names, I'm going to go The Undertaker.
Okay.
It's going to be Undertaker and Roman at WrestleMania for the Universal title, and Roman will be the one to vanquish the legend, the phenom, the man that you still get goosebumps and chills when that gong hits and the lights go out. Roman will be the final opponent for The Undertaker.
Ugh.
Bum, 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 bum.
I've been saying this since the fall, so for me to change my mind now would just be dumb.
Yep.
Chris Jericho. I predicted it since the fall. If I get this, it'll be... I've had this planned out since the fall of what I thought. I remember the exact moment when I called Joel and told him this, and he said there's no way that it would last to the Royal Rumble. So at least I've got that right, because you thought for sure they would have feuded by now.
Yeah.
So... worst case scenario, I'm gonna get at least they're gonna have the match at WrestleMania correct.
Yeah.
Which you definitely, when we talked about that, thought, no, there's no way they're gonna hold that off for that long. They don't have the patience for something like that.
Well, I think when Jericho's calling his shots, that makes a world of difference.
Yes. So, and Jericho just signed a new contract.
Of course he did.
So that gets me thinking as well. So I'm going to go with Jericho. I like it's supposed to make just backup picks. My backup pick is Randy Orton.
Oh, you stole mine.
You can go with Randy, too. It's just he's been getting a lot of buzz lately. And this Wyatt feud, I think, is the hottest he's been in maybe since the punt.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to go with Randy. I'll go with Braun as my alternative.
Yeah, Braun's another one, and I think Sammy's bringing a little bit of buzz as well.
Oh, God, if he won, I'd be a happy little camper.
And then there is... so right now, Joel, are you on the site, whatever, that has all the Royal Rumble contestants?
I do, actually.
So there's 22 right now, confirmed, I believe, right?
Oh, God, now you're going to make me think. I know exactly where this is going.
Yeah, it's because I want to get into the... I'm 99% sure there's 22 confirmed.
Yeah, 22.
Okay, so we have 8 spots to fill. So I'm going to fill one of those really quickly. Two of those possibly. I'm assuming Apollo Crews is in there.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that Ellsworth is one of those spots as well.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to assume that Pete Dunne, Trent Seven, and Tyler Bate are 3 of them.
Yeah.
And then the other two, well, I don't know if all those European guys will be in there.
I think Bates will be in it. Let's knock back two and let's just go with Bates.
Okay, so then let's
work together on this, buddy.
So we're 4 left then?
We have 5 left, because you have Ellsworth, Cruz, and Bates.
Okay. 5. So then, Ty Dillinger.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
So then we have 3.
Yeah.
Then there's going to be 2 random legends in there. Let's just get to the one, Finn Balor.
Yeah.
That's the big one. Because if he comes back, I don't know what the plans are then. Maybe the plans are him and Undertaker.
Yeah, him and Undertaker take each other out and then...
maybe the plan is him and Undertaker, and then it shifts to Braun and Roman.
Yeah.
And then Joe. And then we've, you know, the idea had been maybe him and Cena. How many do we have left?
2.
Do you think any cruiserweight would go in it? Probably not.
Just for Vince to have a quick elimination, so...
is there anyone on Raw that's not in it?
Well, here's
is Seth somehow going to get in it still, or...?
No.
Because I was thinking maybe Seth gets back into it, but then guess who comes out and knocks Seth out?
Hunter?
Yeah. Or he takes out Hunter, I don't know.
Potential.
Because I just wonder, what is Seth Rollins' involvement going to be in the show now?
Yeah.
That's the interesting thing now, is what is Seth's involvement going to be?
I don't know.
I wonder even if you could do the scenario of... Seth helps Sammy win the Rumble.
Just to put it to the authority.
Yeah.
Potentially. We got two more spots.
Could be something there as well. Yeah, I just don't know what they're going to do with Seth. Now, like, you're really telling me that you're not going to have Seth Rollins wrestle on the second biggest show of the year?
I think it's third biggest. I think SummerSlam's number two.
What? Agree to disagree.
Two more spots. I don't know what the next two are.
The final Kevin Nash, I've heard, bumped around this week. Booker T. No. Because it's in Texas.
Maybe Stone Cold's music hits and The Miz comes
out. Probably not. It's not Kurt Angle. Don't get excited for Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle's not coming out.
Yeah. That would be good heel heat for Miz.
Oh, I know who one of them is.
Who?
Bully Ray.
Yes. There we go.
Yeah. And is there one more left?
Yeah, one last.
Brodus Clay. No, he's a TNA.
Kenny Omega? No, wait, no, no.
No. Is there any Alberto Del Rio?
Yeah, right.
That would be a surprise. That would be a surprise. CM Punk.
Oh, and then Josh would weep.
And Joel would be very mad he's missing the show.
Yes, yes, yes. I don't. That'd be the one time I'd be like,
The thing is, they talked about this on Live Audio Wrestling. There's not really that legend outside of Punk that gets you to be like, oh man, I'm so shocked and surprised. There's just not that legend anymore.
No. I figured out how to get Miz real heel, good heel heat in Texas. You have him come out to, you either have him come up to HBK's music or you have him come up to Stone Cold's.
Or the one that, this is not our idea, but it's been going around, is the Daniel Bryan idea.
All three, I think Daniel Bryan, everyone would kind of know, but I think...
Or you have him come out at number 10.
Yeah, and just have him wear a perfect 10 shirt.
Yeah, just because we were talking with Mo about this, that number 10 spot, even if it's not Ty Dillinger, everyone thinks it's going to be Ty Dillinger. So you need to either have that be Ty Dillinger or have it someone that you want to put a lot of heat on.
You'd even have The Miz come out to Ty Dillinger's song.
You could. Would you... Who would you do for 1 and 2?
I'd have Rusev be 1 or 2, and maybe she's...
What do you think about the idea of just putting Brock and Goldberg at the very beginning and having them take each other out?
And just Brock... no, because I think it'd be fun to watch both of them just destroy people. But
Goldberg... Actually, I think maybe Braun and Big Show?
Yeah.
This is the biggest Royal Rumble of all time, so you almost want to start with the Goliaths.
Yeah.
Unless it almost makes sense also to put Sammy number one.
Yeah. God, if he wins, Josh...
I have no idea what his program would be except for AJ.
Six-star match. That would be amazing. If Vince just said, God damn it, let's do it, I'd be a happy camper.
The one super exciting thing about this Royal Rumble this year that we can all agree on...
Roman Reigns is in it?
That's definitely one thing. It's the first year that we don't know who's going to win. Like, even last year we knew Triple H was going to win. But we were all like, yeah, who cares? We got the CAJ Styles, so I'm good.
Yeah.
It's funny, I was watching back the 2015 one, and that's the one that Roman did win. And that's the one where they knocked Bryan out super early. And there's one glimmer of hope that they have, and that's when Mizdow comes down. And he's eliminated in like 20 seconds. And that's when the crowd was just like, F this, we're done with this show.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I was listening to something. They were talking about Jericho did his XFL podcast, and he said, Vince always knows what the fans want, so always gives them what they want. And I was like, they did. They went ahead and had Daniel Bryan win that Rumble.
Yeah. 100%.
So we'll see. It's going to be a really interesting show.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Sorry. So, yeah, it's Royal Rumble season. It should be, I'm super excited. And let the countdown begin.
We will not get an AJ Styles again. but we have AJ Styles wrestling to defend his WWE World Heavyweight Champion, which I think is pretty cool all in all.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. Is there any, just really quickly, so out of all the surprises we've listed, who's the one surprise you, that's been rumored that you'd want to see in there the most?
I'd love to see Ty Dillinger. I'd love to see, I'd love to see Balor back. There's a few guys that I'd like to see, but it's gonna take some time.
Joe being on the main roster would be pretty damn awesome.
Yes, 100%.
That's a guy that is ready. Like, it's just super exceeded anything in NXT. Like, I think NXT was good for Samoa Joe because he was such a weak character coming out of TNA compared to what AJ was when he was red hot from Japan.
Yeah.
They needed to reheat him up, and he feels like such a big deal again.
Yeah.
But TNA just obliterated everything about Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
And now he feels like a big deal again.
To come back to the Kenny Omega stuff, there was a comment that he said that I actually didn't see until now. That he'd come out and said that there's an old friend of mine who actually didn't sign with WWE in hopes that we could do something special this year. Oh, who could his friend be? Do you have any guesses, Josh?
He didn't sign with WWE this year?
Yeah.
Are they a free agent currently on the independent scene?
They are kind of wrestling weird stuff in Japan.
I'm blanking, man.
Kota Ibushi.
Hmm.
So, Kenny Omega versus Kota Ibushi. Kota seems to be
before, it was pretty great. Yeah. See if it's great again.
I think, what was their tag team called? It was the Golden something.
I don't know enough about them.
Yeah, it was a golden something in reference to golden showers, and it got a little weird.
Donald Trump knows quite a bit about.
And that's where this podcast will end.
And I think it is.
Oh. Yeah. So Kota Ibushi, Omega, no mention of anything else. Royal Rumble will be fun, excited. Good times to be had by all.
You except better not edit that out. So what's your thoughts and opinions on the Royal Rumble? Hit us up at FreshTake42, StickBoyYYC, the One Fall Facebook page, and until next time, cheers!
I got nothing. Braun.
Enjoy the day.